talk so much about this team playing all the way through and finishing games. There were a couple spots in this game that could have turned for you guys to give them the winning run on first base. Is that positive you think that'll help them out?
Yeah, I mean, this is reflective of how this club's going to be, regardless of circumstance. They're going to fight, scratch, call, down 4-0, come back, you know, down again, come back, and then, you know, ran out of game, quite honestly. But great at bats at the very end, had the winning run on base, you know, ball in the gap away from walking them off. But another gutty performance, really pleased with how the guys are competing. I think we always will be with this group, and just came up short.
From an innings and a usage perspective, did your pitching plan work out tonight about the way that you all wanted
it to? More or less. You know, I cannily probably left an inning out there for Waka. You know, we didn't really feel comfortable with him going over 50 pitches. You know, maybe a little over 50 if he has no stress. Thing about it is, it was coming out wonderful. It's coming out really good for Michael, you know. Longer first inning with 23 pitches. But again, had the stuff, back-to-back punch outs, on, you know, and went back out, you know, mild traffic with the runner on. And he's sitting at 38 pitches. And I'm always going to err on the side of caution when I feel like we're pushing a guy. And I feel like that's what it was a little bit. You know, the first thought we thought about just going straight bullpen game. So we wanted to keep Walk fresh. He's been throwing well, but also mindful of the fact that he threw 113 pitches in 4 2/3. Comes back on regular rest, throws 7 innings, 95. Now he's on short rest. And, you know, I just, like I said, I couldn't look Michael Walk in the eye and just push him beyond that. Although his stuff was sharp, and what I told him, I mean, look, he's like, I feel great. And I'm sure he did. He looked great. And it wasn't about the competition tonight. And like I said, could have run him back out for the remaining 12 bullets or so. And yeah, could have done that. But also know we got a lot of baseball to play. And I want to be able to be smart about how we look forward. And, you know, good news is he does feel great. And, you know, he did a nice job on short rest and, you know, made the decision.
The way the bullpen has been, it looked like probably a safe bet, but it's one time at the bullpen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that it's reasonable. I mean, we've been very smart. Our starters have allowed us to be able to get through the stretch of games and keep our bullpen fresh. So we had innings available tonight. And so for me, you know, I can allow the starters to eat up innings when they're, you know, working like they on regular rest and they're being efficient. And, you know, but tonight was a bullpen opportunity to go. And like I said, I probably left an inning on the table for Michael. But I just was going to, I told myself before the game, I was going to err on the side of caution with him, for him and for us moving forward. Not that he needs to be babied, but like I said, he's had a heavy workload recently, and I'm looking forward to the, you know, rest of the season, him being out a big contributor.
We've seen so much dominance out of Gio for so much of the season. His last three innings, he's allowed runs. Are you seeing anything different from him? Or just,
I think it's like most things. It's like command, you know? I mean, he's been so good. I mean, he gets a little grace, right? You know, he just made a pitch, you know, I can't tell where it is, like middle third maybe, you know, up. And Barr put a good swing on it. Give him credit. Settles down, retires the next couple, you know, several guys, gets the next inning, and gives us a chance, which we had. So, you know, just a couple pitches got away from him. Guys put some swings on him, but, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Gio. Yeah, I just think in between, whether throw it to first and then get the force a second. And, you know, those guys have been so good. And, you know, it's one of those plays that happens. And you know, we weren't able to overcome it in that particular spot, but we were able to overcome it in the score and battle back. So, you know, one of those plays.
In the bottom half of the inning, when Paul's hitting, they have the base open. They choose to pitch to Paul versus choosing to pitch to Marcel and having walked Paul. The damage that those two guys do back-to-back, does that create difficult choices?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you sit there and you don't want to I mean, both of them are deadly hitters, so you don't want to just create an extra opportunity for a guy that right, the guy right behind him can do just as much damage. You know, clearly they're going to probably pitch him tough, but no, I don't think you're walking. I mean, who knows? You know, I manage my own club.
It seems like it's reflective of those two guys going well at this point in the season, creating that length in that lineup.
Yeah, it's very reflective. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of guys that you feel comfortable about, you know, walking to get to the next guy right now, and it's a great situation for us. Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, it's probably a cat and mouse game with those guys. But, you know, the more you see a pitcher, I think the more familiarity you have with him, how the ball comes out, what he's going to do. I'm sure there's been quite a few cat and mouse games between Bumgarner, Posey, and Goldie over the last several years.
Yeah, the spot in the ninth where Jackson did a pitcher, and that's a result of kids coming into the game to catch him, other than Sosa, Hudson's your other guys.
That's correct.
So Jack's sort of your last option.
Not the last option. We feel good about it. It's a speed play. Ball's hitting the gap. You know, Jack's maybe one of our fastest guys. And then we want to make sure we keep Sosa back in case, you know, he's kind of our last infielder and takes a good at bat. So it was a combination of things.
Last one,